This is Rabbi Nissan Elbron, Congregation Brothers of Israel, Long Branch, New Jersey. Recording for Thursday, March 28, 2024. We begin Chaf Beis Amud Aleph 22a. First section, it's the black text. So we pick up with my story from the Mishnah. Ma'isa she'avru Yoser me'abayim zug be'ikvan Rabbi Akiva. Right, there were 40 sets of witnesses that had already gone by, so Rabbi Akiva stopped them. So Tanya, we have in a Braisa, the Braisa argues a little bit with this story in the Mishnah. Right, it says the Braisa, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, says Rabbi Yehuda, Chas v'shalom, Rabbi Akiva ikvan. Right, we never, Chas v'shalom, suspect that Rabbi Akiva would do this. Rabbi Akiva knows better. Can be Rabbi Akiva. Rather, Ela Shazpar, Rosha shel Geder. Shazpar is actually a name, unfortunate name. But that was his name, and he was the head of the place called Geder. So he was the one who prevented them from coming. He was me'akev them. He was the ikvan. The shilach Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Gamliel, right, sent the letters, sent the messengers, veho riduhu migdulaso, and he literally took him down from his greatness, meaning he removed him from his position of the head of Geder because he had made this terrible mistake. Now, the new Mishnah, this Mishnah, the fascinating Mishnah, are the rules of testimony for the new month similar to testimony in the rest of the Beis Din system. Av ubno shera'u es ha-chodesh, a father and son who saw the chodesh, I mean they saw the moon in this position. Now, how could it be in general, right, relatives are disqualified from being edim together? Right, we know that from a wedding. Right, the witnesses can't be related to each other, to the bride, to the groom, etc. So the Mishnah says Yelchu, they should go to Beis Din, but lo shemitztarfin ze im ze, not because they will join together to form a unit of testimony or for testimony. Ella, rather, why should they both go? Shem yipasal echad mehen, if one of them is disqualified. Yitzarev Hasheni im Acher, right? The second one can join with another witness. Let's say these two come, and a few other people come, and some of them disqualified, right? From the group that came, they can piece together two good witnesses. But of course, the rules of testimony here follow the rules of testimony everywhere. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Rabbi Shimon says, surprisingly, Avu Bno, father and son, Bechol HaKrovim, and all relatives, Ksherin le'edus hachodesh, they are kosher, right? They're good to go to give testimony about the new moon. Right, we'll see why that is in the Gemara tomorrow. So Amar Rabbi Yossi says, Ma'isa v'tuvya harofit, there was a story with the doctor, Tuvya, Sheraz hachodesh b'Yerushalayim, and he went and he saw the new moon in Yerushalayim, hu uvno v'abdo mishukhrar, right, he and his son and his freed slave, right, a freed slave becomes a Jew. V'kibalu kohanim osova es bino, the kohanim decided they were going to take Tuvya HaRofe and his son, upaslu es avdo, right, and they disqualified this former freed Canaanite slave, or former Canaanite slave who was freed. Right, because Kohanim were about Yichus, and they didn't like the Yichus of this, once upon a time slave. Ukshabo, but what happens? Shabo, if they based in, when they came before based in, Kiblu Osova as Abdo as Upaslu as Bino. They accepted him and the freed slave, who is now a full fledged unrelated Jew, and they disqualified the son because the son is a relative, right? Seeming to agree with the first position in the Mishnah, the Chachamim, that we apply the regular rules of testimony in this area as well. This concludes our learning for today. Please come back, join us tomorrow.